Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf is Zevachim, daf Nun Aleph. We start off with the conclusion of the sugya of Lamin min Alamin. The Gemara wants to know, Dover Lamin b'bin Yinav, is it Lamin b'hekish or b'gzeir shavar, b'kavachoymer or b'bin Yinav? So the Gemara only has arrived from one, that it could be chayzer Lamin b'bin Yinav. Because the time of this brisa that holds it got be the din of alu lo yerdu holds that you need a hechsher b'makom macher. The only time that we have something that could be that's alu lo yerdu, something that's puzzle that could still be karev once it gets to the mizbeach is if it has hechsher b'makom macher. And he learns out that dam shalon is kosher because emurim shalonu and emurim shalonu from basar shalon. So that's his raya. That dam shalon is molo yerdu, and for my us we bring out that davar lamin b'bin yinav chazir lamin b'bin yinav. That's the raya of the Gemara. Just first interesting point of shat. The Gemara says at the end that he done a davar shalom be'achsher mi davar shebe'achsheroi. How can we learn out lan of emurim from lan of basar? Lan of basar means the second day that you can eat a shlomim, as Rashi speaks out. That's called be'achsheroi. You're not allowed to learn out lina of emurim from lina of basar, which is bechshere. So the Gemara says, "Tana azay teres to oilu riba samichle." The Gemara says, "Inachanami." You're right. That if we just learn from the binyanav itself, we would not be able to learn, because we can't learn from something bechshere to something which is shalay bechshere. So really, the whole thing is learned out of the pasuk azay teres to oilu. So we don't. So lufid maskana lochayr. There's no real limud of binyanav mi binyanav, because really we're being soymich on the zayis teres ha'ila. We're not really learning it out in a limud of binyanav. So one could have learned the Gemara to say that to be manche the raya, and lo'ilam we don't learn out from this brayson. But it does not sound like that from the Gemara. The Gemara says pshayt miyachada, and then it sounds like that we are being meichyachit. It's also mefurish in the shita in Oisei that we do learn out, and also in the Taisus, the top Tais in the Yomud, which is a continuation of Tais in the previous daf, Tais also mefurish that Dover Lamid Bebin Yinav Chayzur Lamid Bebin Yinav Kidem Maskona Mishmaitzin. Also Tais in the meaning of the Perakan daf Mem Zayin Mem Beis. All these mefurish and Tais in two places and in the Shita that the Maskona it is Chayzur Lamid Bebin Yinav. Question is, what's the Raya? At the end of the day, that it's Zayis Teres Ta'ila is a Riboy. And Rashi Yavasha says later on, that Pedalid, is that it's really an Asmachta. Because it's an Asmachta, it's not a real Yafus over here. So, how can we see that Dover Lamin Bebin Yinav is Chayzum Lamin Bebin Yinav? And the MS, in the Sefer Birkas HaZevach, he says that Lafid Maskana de Gemara, there's no Raya. Because it's Tana Zayteris Oile Riba Samich. And it's an Asmachta. Maybe we can prove from here that Davar Lamin Bin Yinav is Chayzer Lamin Bin Yinav. But we, as we proved in Taisis and in the Shita, it's Mavura, that Maskan is yeah this way. So the Tzayin Kodshim argues with his Rebbe, the Birkas HaZevach. And the Tzayin Kodshim says that the only reason the Gemara needed to command to the Tana Azayis Teres Oda Riba Samach is only to answer the question of that you can't learn out Davar Shle Bechshere Mi Davar Shle Bechshere. That was what the problem the Gemara was dealing with. And now we said, no, that's okay. Because really, the main Yafusa here is from the Ribui of the Teres Ha'ilah. So therefore we can learn out, Davar Shalei Be'achsheri, Davar Shalei Be'achsheri. But the Gemara did not ask, V'chi Yafinu, B'yinav, El Atana, Zer Teres Ha'ilah, Riba Samach. From the Gemara, it seems that we do not need to come on to the limud of the Riboy of Zayis Teres Ha'ilah to explain that the binyanav going on in the Brisa. That's what the Tzayin Kodshim says. Her, what he means to say, to add a little bit more hesber, means to say is that for that the Hari would not help the Zayis Teres Ha'ilah Riboy. If we would not be able to learn out from binyanav and binyanav, so that Bechlal the limud is not the right type of limud. It's not, there's no mahalach to get to a second step. In Kodshim, we can only get to a first step, not to a second step. So we would never be able to learn out alone b'dam is kosher. The ribui can work to say that here we can learn out davar shalei be'achsheri be'achsherei, because there is a derech halimud. It's called the binyanav. Just there's a pirch on the binyanav. As long as there's a ribui, so I don't make pirchos. But binyanav, if you can't learn it out, then you can never learn it out. Even with the ribui. Even after the ribui, we still need that we should find hechsher b'makom acher. That not everything has din of malo lo yerid. It's really, we still only when there's some hechsher is somewhere else. So we need to come out to the binyanav and binyanav. And if, in general, by kachim, we could not learn out binyanav and binyanav, so then we would not be able to learn it out over here either. That's the tzayin kachim, that's the pshat and tesis and the shita. There's another just basic question in pshat here, is on this limud of dam from emurim and emurim from basar. And the obvious question is, why can't we make a direct limud of dam from basar? Why do we need to go through the venue, the tunnel of emurim? Just say like this, that dam after lina is kosher, just like basar is kosher, even though it's bechsher, even though basar is kosher on the second day, even though it's bechsher, right? But don't worry, that once we have zayis teres ha'ila, then we can learn out even things which are bechsher, right? And the heart would be a very simple way of learning, and then we have no right to binyanav and binyanav. So the Brisa obviously tells us that to not learn that way. The Brisa is clear that we have to go through the middle step of emurim. But why is that necessary? So Taisa speaks out, Taisa different Maslam in Pnei, that it's Pashad, that Dam, which is the Iker, the Matir of the Karbon, could not learn out from Basar Be'achshere. Because by Dam, we don't learn out Shalai, we don't learn out Shalai Be'achshere Mi Be'achshere. Because that's Iker of the Karbon. We only can learn out a Murim Shalai Be'achshere from Basar Be'achshere. Again, this is all after the Zayis Teres Ha'ila. As we said, the Zayis Teres Ha'ila, the Ribui, is not a free-for-all. You can learn out whatever you want to know. There still has to be some derech of learning out. So the Ribui said to not be worried of learning out Emurim, Shalai Be'achsheram, Mibasar Be'achsherai. That was okay. But the limud of learning Dam, Shalai Be'achsherai, Mibasar Be'achsherai, that there is no tzad to say Bechlal. Because we can't, by Dam, we can learn out Shalai Be'achsherai, Mibasar. So rather, the limud is, we learn out dam shalai be'achsheroi, me'emurim shalai be'achsherom. And then we learn out emurim shalai be'achsherom from basar be'achsheroi. That's the Mahalach of Taisus. As you go further down in the Amud, Gemara goes to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you put the shiori adam of the chatois apnimiyais on the yisoid ma'aravi. So why is that my timer? That's the gears of Rashi. Rashi's not going to use the words who the paga bereisho. We'll see that soon in Taisus. So Rashi says that the Pesach Oyel Moed means the Pesach which is facing the Oyel Moed, which is the side of Meirav. So Rashi explains, but how do we know this? By all the dinim of the Mishnah. So Rashi says, by the Parkoy Mashiach, it says it's Pesach. And also we learn that Paryom HaKippurim from Parkoy Mashiach. So also by Paryom HaKippurim also it needs Yisoyed Maravi. And how do you know about the Seer of Yom Kippur? With Seer Ksiv Asok as Domek Asher also with Dama Par. So just like the Par needs Shvich HaShirayim and Yisoyed Maravi, also the Seer needs Shvich HaShirayim and Yisoyed Maravi. That's how Rashi explains the Limud. So the Chazon Ish, Simen Tazayin, Zavkotan Aleph asks, why does Rashi need to was bothered by the seer? Hari, the Mishnah says in Yuma that it would be ma'are, the one kais of dam is the other kais of dam. In the middle of the matanas of the par and the seer of Yom Kippur, so he started off with each one being independent. First the zrika of the par, and then the zrika, then the yushecht of the seer, and then the zrika of the seer. But everyone agrees that at a certain point, they would mix the two damim together. They would pour the dam of the seer into the dam par. It all become one. So in Cain, ask the Chazon Ish, let's say by this year we wouldn't have a limud that it's Shirayim Nidhi Yisoyed Ma'aravi. But Lamaisa, the Dam of the Seer is mixed up with the Dam Apar. So you're always going to do Shvicha Shirayim on the Dam of the Seer together with the Dam Apar. You're doing Shvicha Shirayim on this Dam. So why do we need that the Seer has a Din Shvicha Shirayim? So there's no Din Shvicha Shirayim on this Seer, but anyway you need to do Shirayim here. Because the Dama Parashabai. Mainav Kamina, that the seer also needs Shvicha Shirayim. It's not going to tell me to do another pouring. That I'm Yotzi Mayochi with one time that I pour it. because it has a dam in the power and a dam in the seer mixed up into it. And I need to do the shvicha anyway because of the dam of power. So what new things do I learn out from the fact that also the seer needs shvicha shirai? So the Bishkarov in his, he has been scripted out of Kuntris and Rashon and Yuma and Sukkah. So there on page 42, the different master will be Yerushalmi. So he brings that really the Yerushalmi already asked this question. That Yerushalmi dealt with this, whether the seer needs hazah, needs shvicha shirayim for its own purpose. So Bishkarov says, Mayanav Kamina, why should it need, as we asked? Mayanav Kamina, if it needs shvicha shirayim, anyway, you need to do the shirayim, cause the dama par. So Bishkrov says it'll be nafkamina l'man damer shirayim ma'akvin. As the Gemara says, vayos enough nun beis amud aleph. There's a man damer that holds that the shirayim is ma'akiv. So the fi him, what's the din if you mix the dama par with the dama seer, and then you need to shvicha shirayim, you lost the shirayim. So you have to bring another par because the par needed shvicha shirayim and you weren't mekayim it. But now the question is, you need to bring another seer or not? If the whole din shvicha shirayim that there is in the par, there would be no pasuk that shvicha that the seer needs shvicha shirayim. So it's true that you need to do shvicha on this kais of dam in order to mekayim the mitzvah of the par. So one would have to do the shvicha shirayim anyway, even if it would not be that the seer needed shvicha shirayim. But now that the necessity of shirayim is not only in the par but also in the seer, so therefore if you do not do shvicha shirayim, that only is the par pasul, but also this ear is possible. That's the Malach of the Bishkrov, very nice Malach Pshat in our Rashi, in this din that the seer needs Shvicha Shirayim. Now about the Iker din here, that the more darshins out of a Pasuk, that you the Shvicha Shirayim of the Pnimiyos is done on the Yisrael Ma'aravi, because the Drosh Hashem Pesach Oil Moir, and that's the Tzad Ma'arav, the Tzad Ma'arav of the Mizbeach is facing the Oil Moir, so that's the side where you put the Shvicha Shirayim. So now there's a gerus in the Gemara of Ahud Paga Beresha. But Rashi and Tez are not gerus that. Rashi says it's not because of the Svara that you bump into it first, and therefore you should put Shirai in there. Rather, it's learned out of a Pasuk. It's learned out of the Pasuk that Rashi says. Tez says, proves the point that Rashi says, that it's not because of the Svara of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. That's not the reason why. That's the Ahud Paga Beresha would mean because Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. You see that first, you shouldn't pass up the Mitzvah. That's not the reason. Rather, the reason is because there's Eruz Kadei HaMokar. Where does Tosfos prove that from? That the Gemara later on in Daf Nun Gimel, there's a Machlekes, where do you put the Shirayim of a Chatos, of a regular Chatos, a Chatos Chitzayna, where you put the Dam on the Mizbech HaChitzayna. So where do you do the Shirayim? So there's one man, the Amar, that you do it on the Tzayin Ma'aravi, because you learn out from the Chatos HaPnimiyos, that just like it's on the Yisrael Ma'aravi. Also here it's on the Yisrael Ma'aravi. That's one mandamar. Another mandamar says, no, just like there, it's besamachloi. Also here it's besamachloi. So definitely, according to the mandamar, that we say that you need the Yisrael Ma'aravi, even by Chatoi Sachitzayna, Hari, that's not the first one that you see. By Chatoi Sachitzayna, the first one that you bump into when you come off the Mizbeach is the Yisrael Droimi, not the Yisrael Ma'aravi. So definitely, that man that learns it out that you need Ma'irov from the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, it must be that the din of Chatoyis HaPnimiyos is not because of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Rather, the reason is because it's learned out of a pasuk, and therefore he learns out also to Chatoyis HaChitonios that they also need Yisayid Ma'arovi. And even the man that it's Yisayid Draimi, it sounds like he also agrees that there's a pasuk by Chatoyis HaPnimiyos that you need Ma'arovi. Just here, understand that the getter of the pasuk is that it's Ahud Paga Beresha, the one that you see first, besamuchlei, because he says Yilmut Sasu min Amefayrash. If he learned out where the Torah is, where the Torah is not mefarish, from a place where the Torah is mefarish. Hare, if the whole din of Chatoyis HaPnimiyos, you put it on the Yisrael Ma'aravi, it's because of the Sfar of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. So in Cain, the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos are not any more mefurish than the Chatoyis HaChitonios. Every korban you go with the svara of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Elamai must be that we're not going with the svara of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Rather, we learn out of a pasuk that by pnimius you need Yisrael Ma'aravi. Just this mandamer says that the gedder of the din of Ma'aravi is because it's samuchloi. So therefore, by chaytayis achitaniyos, you put on yisay droimi, because that's samuchle. So also takes brings a mafurshik mar daf nun ches that it says that shirayim behedik sibu asher pesach oyel moed. That the Gemara definitely we learn out from this drash of a pesher pesach oil moyin that you need to put the dam on the side maravi. So Tzitz goes on to ask why do we not have this far here of in mafir nala mitzvahs? That we'll see soon. But let's first want to focus on this din itself. That there was a din that said that chatois apnimiyos need side maravi, and that is not because of the din of in mafir nala mitzvahs. Rather, it exists a din that exists on its own. So the Chazanish speaks out that the gedder of this din means that it's a kviyas mokim. The Torah is kvei a mokim for the shirayim apnimiyim that you put it dafka on the yisoid maravi. And therefore says the Chazanish, if you put it on a different part of the yisoid, not only were you mevatel the first mitzvah that you had of the yisoid maravi, but you weren't mekayim the shvicha shirayim kitzurasam. The ikar way to do shvicha shirayim is to put it on the yisoid maravi dafka. That is its makom of that. That's the kviyas makom of where it needs to be. However, says the Chazon Ish, if you put it on a different part of the yisoid, it's not ma'akif. The shirayim is still kosher. And the Moshe Lamanda Omar that shirayim are ma'akif. If you put it on a different part of the yisoid, it's still a kiyum of the mitzvah. Even though it's a kviyas makom, but it doesn't have to mean that it's ma'akif. Moshe we saw earlier in the din of shechitas sofein. That shechita safain is a kviyas makom where to do the shechita, but yet the Gemara needs to learn out that there's a shana lava kosov la'akev. If it would not be for a second pasuk, we would say that even though you did not do the shechita in its right makom, the makom is only lechatchila that there was kavei makom. But yet that you shechita anywhere in the azara is kshera. That's what we would say until we found a second pasuk to say that there's a shana lava kosov la'akev lagabi shechita safain. So to what then lagabi shvicha shirayim? Even though the Torah is kaveh amokim, it's not midin ein mavir nala mitzvahs. Either it's a kviyas makom of where the matan is supposed to be done, but it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv in the din of the karba. Mechor the shul nafkamina of this that it's a kviyas makom, and that a person walked away from the yisoid ma'aravi. If he came to the yisoid ma'aravi and then he went to a different side of the mizbeach, the dreimi or the tzvaimi, if the whole din is mitzad ein mavir nala mitzvahs, so then. Then now you're over here, so you should put it where you are right now. B'pshutai. But if it's, because there's a kliyas makom, so it's partial that you have to go back and put it in the yisayin maravi. That's the Torah is kaveya, and you're supposed to put the shirayin. And even Manda Amar, that it's because of the samachlay, said that that's the gedder of the pasuk. But now therefore the gedder of the pasuk is the samachlay, and therefore another karban like a chatas chitzayna where the samachlay is the yisayin droimi, then becomes the yisayin droimi. But everywhere it's a gedder of a kliyas makom. It's just the shadows of where makom did the Torah tell you to put it. By Pnimiyos, where the Samuchloi is Yisayin Ma'arabi, so that was the makom the Torah is Kaveya, even if you went somewhere else. And by Chitzainiyos, when the Yisayin Draimi is the first one, that's the makom the Torah is Kaveya, even if you go somewhere else. That's the Lahara clear. This din is definitely din of a Kviyos Makom. And the Chazon Ish says that it's not Ma'akif. The Makor Baruch in Simen Yod Beis brings that this really is Safik in the Yerushalmi. Yishami and Yuma Perakei Halachavav is mistapik l'man to Omar Shirayim Ma'akvin. If the makom is ma'akev or not, if you put the Shirayim in the wrong place and on the Yisayid, but in a different place of the Yisayid, is it ma'akev or not? So the Yishami held that because it's a kviyas makom, even without a shana lavakos of la'akev, it could already be considered a din that's ma'akev. To know why it's different than shechita safin, I don't know. Not clear to me why. The what's pushed to the Chazon Ish that this kviyas makom is not ma'akev is the chareis sofik in the Yerushalmi. The Makor Baruch goes on to ask, though we have a klal by dam that shalei b'mekayim k'mekayim dami. More earlier on in Daf Chavav, machlokes amarayim, whether when a person does zrikas adam shalei b'mekayim, does it work for kapara? The opinion of Shmuel, and that's why we hold halacha, is that shalei b'mekayim is k'mekayim dami, even though the basar is asher la'achila. But the dam is the putting the dam in the mizbech brings kapar to the bail. That so asks the Makor Baruch. So imkein lamanda Omar shirayim ma'akvin. So even if you put it on the other side of the yisoid, and we'll say that the makom is ma'akif. Why do we not have the din of of that came to give them the Zayachnis Kapara Baila. Shalayim Mekayim 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 Dami. Wherever you put the dam, that brings kapara. So the carbon should at least be kosher. The kulayal, that even if the ma'akam is ma'akev, but at least the carbon should be kosher, mitzad the din of shalayim mekayim mekayim mekayim. It would not be matir basar ba'achila, even though here there's no real din achila, the din is din treifa. But it would not have the koyach di matir basar ba'achila. But it should at least work for kapara. This is the question of the Makar Baruch. Says the Makar Baruch, that no. As the Gemara is mavur later on in daf nun beis, the next daf, even the man da Omar, that Shirayim is ma'akiv, but it's not mechaper. It's mavur and Rashi. That we learn out that it's ma'akiv. The korban doesn't have a hechsher unless you do the Shirayim. But it does not mean that it actually is a chilek of the kapara. But Shem, we'll speak about this tomorrow and more in next day's daf. But that's mavur and Rashi, that it actually is not using, it's not a chilek of the kapara of the korban. Says the Makar Baruch, the whole din that we have, that Shalei Mekayim 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 is to get kapara for the baila. So when dam is coming for kapara, so you put it somewhere else, that could also get kapara for the baila. Masha'inkin, by shirayim, the ikav of shirayim is not mitzad the kapara shabahem. It's a stam an ikav. It's another avoida which is not given the karban. So now we never have the chiddush of shalei mekaymai kim mekaymai dami. We could ask an interesting question though if he's there. So the Mishnah says enough chavav, that you put the nitanin bifnim, you put the dam bachutz, so it's puzzle. And that the Gemara explains, it means that it's puzzle, that the buster is asr ba'achila, but the bayam get kapara. You put the nitanin bifnim, the chatoyis apnimiyos, you put their dam bachutz, so because of the nishleid mekayim mekayim mekayim, so you got kapara. But what happens to the shirayim? That works on the dam that's needed for kapara. But the mand over the shirayim is ma'akev, besides for the kapara, you also need the ikav of shirayim. And on that, says the Makar Baruch, we don't say shalei mekayim 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 dami. That doesn't work for the din of ikuv. It only works when you need kapara. So in a case lemais here where the pnimiyos, where they need shirayim besides for the din kapara. So the shalei mekayim should only work for the kapara, but you should also need to do shira shirayim. It's not mashma that way. Mashma that the carbon is kosher. That the shalei mekayim itself works to get to machshir the carbon. However, Reb Chaim said, it said over in the name of Reb Chaim, that Jigar Shalei Mekayim does not need chilukim matanos. You don't need to do all of the different all the separate matanos that were said to do in the carbon. You don't need to do in Jigar Shalei Mekayim. So it's true that when you need shirayim, they're ma'akif. But by Jigar Shalei Mekayim, it could be you don't need shirayim bichlal, because it wasn't said bichlal didn't to do any chilukim matanos. All that it's all accomplished, I date is Rika Shleib Mekayim itself. That after we could say. However, this is all according. This is the opinion of the Yerushalmi, as Makar Baruch points out, that there's a suffix whether the Makam is Ma'akiv. But the Chazanish took on the Pashut that the Makam is not Ma'akiv. One more hara on the din here of the Kfiyas Makam of the Shirayim. The Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph talks about if a person got mixed up, the Dam of Shirayim of a Chatos and the Dam of an Oila. So what the Gemara says that you could put that you could do it. You could be Zerik to Dam because they need Zerik in the same place. The Shirayim of a Chatos need on the Yisoid and Oila is also on the Yisoid or connected to the Yisoid. So you could do the Zerik in the same place. So Tais is bothered that the Matanas of an Oila are one of them is done on the Karen Maravis Dreimis. And one of them is done on the Karen Svainis Mizrachis. So Tais bothered that the first matan of the oil, which is done on the Karen Svainis Mizrachis, is not the right place to do Zrikas Dam Chatos, to do Shvicha Shirayim of Achatos. Because Shvicha Shirayim of Achatos is Yisoid Dreimi. And the oil is in the Karen Mizrachis Svainis. So how can you do those two things in the same place? There's a Kviyas Mokum. As we said, that Tais in the question definitely assumed that this din of the Shvicha Shirayim is a Kviyas Makam. It's not just Midin Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Because it's a Kviyas Makam, so therefore you can't do it L'chatchil in a different place. So Taisus, that's the question of Taisus. Taisus, therefore, in the first Taretz there, in Daf Pei Aleph, Taisus says that the whole Gemara there is referring to the second Matan of the Ayla, which is yet done on the Dreimi. But the first Matan of the Ayla, which is done on the Tzvayini Mizrahi, so there you cannot do it together if it's mixed up with the Shirayim of Achatas. You cannot do it together. And the taste holds in the first teretz that it's ma'akev. This din is not ma'akev b'di'evid. That text doesn't get into the question whether it's ma'akev b'di'evid, if you did it, whether it's kosher. But at least l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do shvicha shirayim of a chatas in the wrong place. The text won't say m'lchadish not that way. The text says, miyu yesh leimar, kevin di yisoy droimi, eino min ha-pasuk, ela mitayma deboinim b'samuchloi, du mi di shirayim p'nimiyim, im kein ein k'pedem yitnei b'mizrachis tzvaynis, l'hachshar dam t'chila sayla. The text says, because the din of the kfiyas mokoyim of chatas, of Shiraim of Chatos, is not mefurish in the Pasuk. Rather, it's because b'samuch loy. So therefore, so even though we l'chatchila, we would not tell you to do it in the wrong place, but here that you got stuck, and it's mixed up this dam with the dam of the Oila, and we don't know what to do, you can't do Zrika's dam of Oila unless you're going to do Shvich Shiraim. So in such a situation, we would allow you to l'chatchila do the Shiraim in the place which is not l'chatchila. It's normally not l'chatchil to do shvicha shirayim, not in the yisayid dreimi, but here we will allow you to do it. That's the yisayid of Taisus there. So the way so Taisus is mavur that this din is a kviyas makom, it's just like not an entire kviyas makom. Stamkach, we don't allow you to do it somewhere else. You have to do dafka over here. But now that you're stuck, so you are allowed to do it in a different place. So it's not clear exactly how to be magdir this. It's a kviyas makom or it's not a kviyas makom. If it's a kviyas makom, then even when you're stuck, we wouldn't allow you to do it. But if it's not a kviyas makom, then why lechatchila do we make you do a dafka over there? So the Chazanish in Simen Tezvav Sifkot and Dalad, Chazanish says that really the whole yisayid is one yisayid. There's no, it's not different mizbechos or like even the kronos of the mizbech. Each keren is independent. Here it's all one yisayid, it's all connected. It's all the same yisayid. So there's a makom min ha-muvchar, the Chazanish calls it, of the Teirus Kaveh, a specific place where that's the oifen lechatchila, the best way to mekayim the mitzvah. When you can't do it there, so it was still, it was because it's all the same yisayid, so we allow you to put on a different part of the yisayid. If by not doing this you won't be mekayim the zrik of the oila bechlal, so you could do this, you could do the shicha shirayim there, because it's still not a afka from the makom in amuvchar, which was said for the kviyas makom of the chatas. That's the stasis that is before that. There's a kviyas makom, but not in a way that's ma'akev. And not only that's ma'akev, if you put it somewhere else, the carbon is puzzle. But even the chatchilo, we sometimes allow you to put it in a different place. Tasis interestingly though says that because it's not mefurish in the pasuk. Rather, it's learned out from b'samuchlay. L'chayra, one would say that teis means that the whole din is because of ein mavir and ala mitzvahs. That's the one could read the teis here in daf pe aleph. However, teis b'yas in daf nun aleph, teis is mechiyach, that's not the pshat, that the yisrael din is out of arat pasuk. Even by the omer that it's from, that other chatois are put on the yisrael dreimi, because of the din of samuchlay, but some of them teis is that the chatois of pinimis are learned out of a pasuk. And the gedder of the pasuk is samachloi, and therefore we learn out also to chatayis apnimiyas. But it's all based on a pasuk. It's mashman tesis though that even though it's based on the pasuk, if the gedder of the pasuk is because it's samachloi, then bakorach it's not an entire kviyas makom. Lefidim and Omar that you always need to say myrov, even by chatayis apchitzenias. You need to say myrov, that it could be, it's a kviyas makom entirely, and therefore even if it gets mixed up with the dama ayla, we don't allow you to put it somewhere else. Because it's Teirus Kaveh, this is the place. X marks the spot. This is the place to put it. You have to put it only here and nowhere else. But the Manda Amar, that it's because of Samuchloi, so then Bakorchach, it wasn't a specific Mokim Teir told you to put it there, because Teir wants this place. Teir just meant that it's most convenient, Erein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, it's easiest to put it over here, to put it over here. But now that you get stuck, you could put it somewhere else. That would be the mashmaris of the way to read the tesis. And lefizah comes out of chiddush at the man to omer that you say ma'ravi, you talk have to always put it there, and the whole gemara there is going to the man to omer that it's you say dreimi. That's the chiddush from the tesis there. Just to conclude is the Rambam. The Rambam in Perakei Ma'isa Korbanis Alach Yud Aleph says, Shari Adam Shefi Chayson, al you say ma'ravi shom izbech achitzoin, shu pegeya bo yitchila kashiyetze min ahecho. You put the shirayim of the pnimiyim on the you say ma'ravi, because that's the first thing you bump into when you come out of the Heichel. So it's clear that the Rambam had the Girsa in our Gemara, who the Paga Bereisha. So the Chayyim, the Rambam holds that is midin ein mavir nala mitzvahs. That's what's mashma. However, based on what we said, it's not mukhrach. Could be the Rambam holds a la'ilam it's a pasuk, like Tosfos Mechiach from the Gemara and Daf Nun Gimel and Daf Nun Ches, the la'ilam it's a pasuk. Just the Rambam passed like the man the Omar that besomachloi, that chatayis ha'chitzenias are in yisayid dreimi, that's the Rambam's in previous halacha, in halacha yur, it's before in the Rambam that you put chatayis ha'chitzenias and yisayid dreimi. So the ikar din, if the gedur of the pasuk is besomachloi. So if the gedur of the pasuk is besomachloi, so that's the Rambam says that ahut apaga bereisha, because that's what the Torah is coming to tell you to do. You put it there because it's samachloi. And if you're going by chatayis ha'chitzenias, they go and you say dreimi, because that is the samachloi. That's what we could say in this din of the kviyas makam of the yisayit. So just to summarize, Rashi and Tesis tell us that it's not midin ein mavir nala mitzvahs, rather it's a kviyas makam. The Tesis machir that from that there's a man to Omar that chitzenias also need maravi because yomut sasim in a mefurish. Clear that this is called mefurish in the pasuk. And also the man d'amar that you need to say dreimi, which they we paskin, is because that yomad yiridosay mina kevesh to coming out of the heichal. Just like there it's samachlay, here it's also samachlay. It's clear that here that by the din of pnimiyos there's the pasuk. Chazanish says that the gedur of this is a kviyas makim. Just as kviyas makim in the chazanish holds, it's not ma'akiv b'diyevet. The Makar Baruch brings that the Yerushalmi is mistopic whether it's ma'akiv b'diyevet. It says in Makar Baruch, you can't say it from it because that it should be miskaper, because the din of Zrigash Leib Mekoyme Kim Mekoymoy, because the din of Ikov Shirayim is only mitzad the din Ikov, but not midin kapara. And the Tosfos Daf Pei Aleph says that when it gets mixed up, the dam of Shirayim with the dam of Oila, so you could put it in the wrong place, in the place where it's not miyasayid dreimi. Because it's only learned out of the din of samachloi, and therefore, when you get stuck, we allow you to put it somewhere else. Chazanish says it's a kviyas makom, but not entirely a kviyas makom, only the mitzvah min amufchar. And the Rambam brings down the lashon of hudapaga bereisha. So either the Rambam held it because eim avir nala mitzvahs, or the Rambam could agree to Rashi and Tesis. Just he passed like the man to Amar that the gedur of the pasuk is besamachloi, and therefore also it applies to there, and therefore he says here the lashon of Ahud the Paga Bereshit. That's how we could learn this topic. Now we come to the question that we mentioned before. Question of Tesis. Once we've agreed that the Pshat in our Gemara is not midin ein mavir nala mitzvahs, rather it's a pasuk to tell us this din. Asks Tesis, why do we need the pasuk? Why can we not learn it out from the din of ein mavir nala mitzvahs? As soon as you come out, you bump into the Yisayit Maravi first. So it's Pasha, you need to put the dam there, because Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Oh, that's the question of Tesis. So the Nishmas Adam, and the Nishmas Adam in Klal, Samaches, and the Prima Godim in Simon Chafei, are Mechich from our Tesis, and the din of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs is a din D'Araisa. If all it would be is a din D'Rabbanon, so then the Tesis question doesn't start. Mid'Araisa, there's no din B'chlal to put it in the first thing. So why does Tesis ask that we should learn out of the din of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs? So that's clear in our Tesis, that it's midin Ein Mavir, that the din of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs is a din d'araisa. Another point about the question of Tesis is Rabbi Kiviger in Mishnah is here. As says that from our Tesis, there's a proof that the din of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs is has mile over the din of Tadir v'she'en of Tadir Kaidim. Because Lamaisa, you put the we paskin that all other karbanos besides the pnimiyos, all other karbanos, the shicha shirayim is on the yisayid dreimi. So avad the yisayid dreimi in comparison to the yisayid maravi is tadir v'sheina tadir. Haray, we have many karbanos each day, are all brought karbanos achitzeinios, and their dam is nishbach on the yisayid dreimi. So the yisayid dreimi is tadir, much more tadir than the yisayid maravi for shicha shirayim. So. If there's a pasuk that says kaveh makayim, so we don't have any questions. The pasuk says that this, the Torah is telling us that this is the place where I'm supposed to do the shicha shirayim. But Tesis' question is, I should not need a pasuk. I should know it because of the din of ein mavir nala mitzvahs. Haray, what happened to the klal tadir v'shein no tadir? Says Rabbi Kiviger, it must be that ein mavir nala mitzvahs has kedima over the din of tadir v'shein no tadir, tadir kaida. The Chazanish, however, argues with the question of Rabbi Kiviger. Chazanish says that it's not shayach b'chlal the inyan of tadir v'shein or tadir chabi a kviyas mokin. The klal is when you have two korbanos come to the azara, and one of them is tadir, one is einu tadir, so that gives kedima to carbon A over carbon B. That's when we're in parak kol atadir, daf peites. But the Torah is kedeya makimus for each carbon. Torah said the way to do the carbon is this way you do the carbon. We can now go and make a different seder because of the klal atadir v'shein or tadir. This is the way to do the karban. Imavir nala mitzvahs is kaveya a derech of how to bring the karban. You bring the karban with the first who to paga bereisha, the first is part of the say that you see. That's the place to do the shvicha shirayim. The din of tadir will never become a gei bechlal. You don't now go to look to do it somewhere else. This karban, its din is to do it in a who to paga bereisha. That's the din of Ein Mavirin also would tell me of the way of being makir of the carbon. So in Mechlal, I wouldn't look at the Tadir to make things different. Kuponim, these are all the 2 hours that we had here on the question of Tesis. The Nishmas Adam and the Pirma Gadim were Mechir from our Tesis that Ein Mavirin is a din deraisa. And Kvigar wants to Mechir from our Tesis that Ein Mavirin al Mitzvah has Kedima over the din of Tadir v'Sheino Tadir, and the Chazanish says there's no Raya. That's the question of Tesis. Tesis answers that the only time that we find Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah is when there are two mitzvahs in front of you. There are two mitzvahs, and you have to decide which one to do. Like Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. So the Tefillin Shel Yad, you touch it first, so therefore you have to put it on first, because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvah is. Or the Gemara says, in the Gemara Yuma and Daf Tezvav, of the which Karen you do this Zrik of Dama Oila, because there's one Zrik that's done in the Karen is Rachis Tzfainis and one in the Karen Dreim is Maravis. Says the Gemara, because you Shecht Vitzafain, so the one that you come to first is the Karen Tzfainis Mizrachis, because it's also Tzafain and Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. So he says there are two Matanas, and this Matana has Kedim over that Matana because Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Hashenkin by us, where there's one Shvicha Shirayim. Just the only question is where to do it. Do it here or do it there. And this, we don't have any klal of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Because anyway, it's all the same Shvicha Shirayim. It's all one mitzvah. That's the klal of our time. It's very, very clear. It's pasha, you're not passing over a mitzvah. You pass over a mitzvah A, do mitzvah B, that's called being Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Here, pasha, you're not passing over the mitzvah. It's instead of doing the mitzvah here, you're doing the mitzvah there. That's not called Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. However, there's another Gemara that deals with this question, or Teis that deals with this question. Gemara Minochis, and Daf Samach Dal Adam and Beitz. Gemara is talking about the Karban HaOimer. Where did we get the barley that was used for the Karban HaOimer? So the Mishnah says we bring it from the Karav. We bring it from places that are close to Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, Ein Mavir, the reason is because of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. So Teis there asks, brings our Gemara, that our Gemara did not say Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, by the Dam of the Shvicha Shirayim of the Pnimiyah. Teis says, because like Teis by us, that you only say Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs by two mitzvahs. And therefore, by us, it's all the same Yisoid, as we don't say Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Teis includes over there, that also by the Oimer, V'chein Ba'ach D'Shmaitzin, Shinoitom Min HaKorayf, that also taking the Oimer from places that's close to Yerushalayim is also like two mitzvahs. And therefore, it's Shaykh and it Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. However, when to make a Kfiyas Mokum, that we don't say by Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs can't be Kaveh Ayu HaMokah. So Teis there is difficult to understand. Why is the case there? Why is that two mitzvahs? It's one mitzvah. It's one amount of barley that I'm taking. Question is where to take it from. That's her like one mitzvah. So there, which should not apply the din of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. In the Shita Mekubetzes there in Menachos Av Samach Dalet, in Ois Yud Aleph, Shita says that a big question on the opinion of Teisus, to Mechal between one mitzvah and two mitzvahs, is the Gemara here in Menachos. Because here it's a Kviyas Makam. It's only one mitzvah, it's a Kviyas Makam. And so the Gemara says, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. But Teis Mavur not that way. Teis Mavur, that even in this case, it can be learned out from Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. So the Brisker Rav in the stencils in Menachos there says two answers for Teisus. Right? Teis understands that the klal of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, which applies to two mitzvahs, also applies to the Oimer, where they got the barley of the Korban HaOimer from. He first says that the Inyan is by the Mizbeach, It's all one mizbech. Wherever you put the shirayim, it's a kim zrika in the home mizbech. Kim in the shricha shirayim in the home mizbech. So the fact you pass over one side of the yisayid and you go to another side of the yisayid, it's not called a havar. You weren't mavir on the mitzvah. Because it's all one yisayid. So there's no difference between one side and the other side. By the Omer, if you pass over the barley that's here, that's closer to Yerushalayim, and you go further away to Yerushalayim to get the Seirim, so you might see your Mavir. You might have passed over the Tua that was closer to Yerushalayim in sake of other Tua. That explains the Chiluk of Taisus. The Chiluk is a clear Chiluk. So the words Taisus Lachar are not so Gishmak with that. Taisus says the difference is one mitzvah and two mitzvahs. Here in the Biskrav, it's all one mitzvah. The ikar point that Taisus was saying was, it's called that you're mavir. It's called that you're passing over a mitzvah, you're passing by a mitzvah. By the Oymer, it's called you are passing by a mitzvah. And here it's not called that you're passing by a mitzvah. That's the first derech of the Biskrav. Second derech that he says is that by the Oymer, the mitzvah is in the Tvua. The mitzvah is niskayim in the Tvua. The mitzvah of even Ksiras Oymer is niskayim in the Tvua. Which Tvua is niksar for the Oymer? So therefore, when you pass over this one, you go to something else. So that's called a havara, because it's basically this tefuah could have been nixar for the omer, and you passed by and you went to different tefuah. Mashein kein by shirayim, the says Rishkarov, it's not that the yisoy needs the shirayim, it's the dam needs a matana. The dam needs to be put somewhere. It's the mitzvah is in the dam. The mitzvah is not in the shirayim. So here when you pass over the yisoid over here and you go to the yisoid over there, so it's you weren't passing over the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is the dam. The dam is in your hands. So you're in mavir ala mitzvah. Mashein kein by the oimer. So that's called the havara, because this tvua, the key of the ksiras oimer is in the tvua. So by passing over some tvua for other tvua, that's called the havara. Those are drachma the biskrof. And also this derech, lachari, the words of Taisus are not so gishmak. That's two mitzvahs. The Meister, it's not two mitzvahs. Again, the Biskrov learned that ikar vart of two mitzvahs means that therefore it's called a havar. It's called passing. Hashem came when it's all one mitzvah, so it's not called passing. It says in Afkamina Ladina, and how to learn this Taisvis, in the Birka Yosef, the Chidah, and Simen Chafei, or Rechaim Simen Chafei, brings from the Mari Molkoi, that dealt with the question if a person wants to put on a regular weekday, wants to put on his weekday talis. But right in front of him is his Shabbos talis. You have to walk to the other side of the room to get your weekday talis. There's a problem of ein mavir ala mitzvahs. If you could also equally use your Shabbos talis, so you're not allowed to pass it by and go to the other talis. So he wants to know though from Taisus that there's no problem of ein mavir ala mitzvahs, because Taisus says it's only ein mavir ala mitzvahs when there are two mitzvahs, and here it's only one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah putting on the talis. Question is only this talis or that talis. So he wants to know that Levi Taisus, there should not be any problem of in Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. That's the Svar that he wants to say. However, Levi Taisus Menachas, that Teretz doesn't work. Taisus Menachas says that passing by some Oymer, some barley, it's got for a different barley for the Oymer, it's a problem of in Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs, because it's like two mitzvahs. Even though really all it's only one mitzvah, like we said. But because it's called Mavir, you're passing by to get something else, so that also has a problem of Mavir. So it's her telling the drachma of the briskarav. How do we understand the tesis? What would be enough? What would be the din in this case of talis? If the svara, the first svara of the briskarav, then by mizbeach, it's all one mizbeach. So if wherever you put it, it's a kiyum. Hashein came by the oimer. It's not that way. It's not all one thing. So if he's that, then if we push that in this case of talis, it's called mavir ala mitzvahs, because it's not all one kiyum like there is by the mizbeach. That thing is clear, the first derech of the Biskarov. The second derech of the Biskarov, here Yesh Lotim. The second derech of the Biskarov says that by the Oymer, it's a kiyum in the Seirim, in the Tvua, it's a kiyum in them, that they're nixar for the Oymer. So here Yesh Lotim, when a person puts on a talis, is the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah in the Gavra, Amakai mitzvah of Tzitzis, or there's also a kiyum in the talis itself. It's a mitzvah that was done with it. Not to Mestavra. Mestavra more that it's only Klabi the Gavra. That there's a kiyum. The Meil Lefizeh, there would not be a problem of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. It's like the Mari Molkai. So the Fidah first Derech of the Briskarov, that the Kuda of Oymer is just anytime that you pass by, it's always called Mavir. Unless with the exception of the case of the Mizbeach, because it's all one Mizbeach. So in the case of Talis, it would be. If the Vard is because there's a Kiyum in the Chefza, then we can say that by Talis that's not true, and therefore there would not be a problem of Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. Another Mahalach on this question of Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs, it's in Taisin Megillah Davov Mabitz. The Gemara there, Dan's, when you have a leap year, you have two Adars. Which Adar do we do the Mitzvah Purim? Which Adar do we read the Megillah? So the Gemara says a Svara that we should read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, because Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. It's a Sheni, the Gemara says a Svara that we do it in Adar Sheni to be Semich the Geula, the Geula of from Achashverosh to the Geula of Mitzrayim. That's where we pass on the Maisa. But Mavur in the Gemara Tzad that's a correct Tzad. The Mitzad didn't have Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. We read the Megillah in Adar Rishon. Hare Lefi tastes by us. The whole klal of Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs is only when there's two mitzvahs. When there's two mitzvahs in front of you, so by passing over one, going to the other, that's called Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. Hashengi, when it's all one mitzvah, Shalas and Mekayim here, Mekayim there, that's not we can learn out of the klal of Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. So that's Mamish's case of reading the Megillah in Adar. That we're only going to read the Megillah once. Questions we read in Adar Aleph, we'd read in Adar Beis. So where's the Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs? By waiting, not saying in Adar Aleph, you're not doing Mavir Al HaMitzvahs. You're doing this mitzvah later on. Mavir Al HaMitzvahs is to pass up a mitzvah for another mitzvah. Here, you're doing the same mitzvah, just doing it at a later time. Why is that called Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs? It's a very big question on our thesis. Kushya Atzuma, that it's hard muhach from there, that even in one mitzvah, it's Shaykh Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. The few things we said before from the Brisker Rav, in the first Mahalach of the Brisker Rav, that the only time the Svar of Taisus is that because it's all one Mizbeach, so it's not called being Mavir. It's not passing up the mitzvah because it's all the same Mizbeach. Mashenkin says the Brisker Rav, Shana Taisus Menachas, by passing over a certain Tefuah for other Tefuah, that is called Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. Because even though it's all one mitzvah, but it's still passing by. You could do the mitzvah here. Instead, you're doing it with other tefuah. So the fizat miyushav also from Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, because you could do the mitzvah in Adar Rishon, and by waiting until Adar Sheni, so that's called being mavir al mitzvahs. The svara is a good svara, but again, the lashon of Taisus is in all these cases. I'm not sure. I mean, that's why Taisus in Megillah had this as a question, because Taisus understood that the klal of the ri of one mitzvah, two mitzvahs is actually telling one or two mitzvahs. Sfir l'maisa by the Megillah, it's only one mitzvah. To not be shayach, and it's ein mavir and al mitzvahs. So therefore, Teisa Megillah has shver argamar and zvachim. Argamar and zvachim is Teisa by us pointed out is muchach that the fact you put the dam on the yisoid ma'aravi is not because of the din of ein mavir and al mitzvahs. Rather, it's because there's a pasuk. So now it's hadra kush l'duchte. Why do we need the pasuk? Tell me this. That's the question of Taiz and Megillah. So Taiz brings from Rabbeinu Yehuda to answer this question. That mitami mavir ala mitzvahs would only be lechatchila, but b'diavad it's okay because of the pasuk. Even b'diavad you can't do it. So Shalos, what does Taiz mean here by lechatchila and b'diavad? What exactly does that mean? So the Sfasemis in Megillah says Shad and Taizus. And mitzvah din of ein mavir and al mitzvahs, even though you're supposed to put it on the yisoid ma'aravi, if you now walked away, you went to a different side of the mizbeach. So now it's not shaykh anymore, ein mavir and al mitzvahs. I mean, right now you're somewhere else. Just put it wherever you are. Why walk back to the first place? That's what it means lechatchila. And mitzvah din, the whole din of ein mavir is only before things get started, when you actually have to be mavir al mitzvah. But once you already were mavir al mitzvah, so now it's too late. You can no longer do the din of you can no longer be Mekayim, Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs. So just put it wherever you are. But now that we learn out of a pasuk, you're supposed to put it in the Yisoid Ma'aravi. So that means Yisoid Ma'aravi Mamish. So there, even if you walk to a different side, you still put it in the Yisoid Ma'aravi. That's how he learns Pshat and Taisus. However, the Chazon Ish in Siman Tezvav takes on that even beside the din of Ein Mavir and Al HaMitzvahs, if a person walked away, he also has to come back. Chazon Ish learns this from the Gemara in Yuman Daf Nun Ches, Gemara that says that Yehud mechayiv bereisha. Once you're mechayiv to put the matana on a certain place, so that even if you go somewhere else, you still have to come back to over here. So lefi that mahalach, we can't take that the pshat and the taisis in Megillah is this chiluk. And again, that lefi this fasemes, taisis in Megillah was saying that mitzad din of eid mavir na la mitzvahs. Once you walked away, then you no longer have to go back to the first place. But the Chazanish takes on from the Gemara and Yuma that din is incorrect. Once you walked away, you still have to go back. This is a place that Torah was mechayiv you to put it. So if there has to be a new pshat in the Tesis in Megillah. That's the adkan for the inyan of Ein Mavir Na LaMitzvos. Just one last point for the daf today is the drasha here of Tein Yisraelim is Be'ach Shal Ayla. So very a bit unclear in pshat. The first two psukim are telling me that you put it on the mizbech hachitzayin, you put the shirayim on the mizbech hachitzayin and not on the mizbech hapnimi. That's pasuk number one. Pasuk number two is telling me that there is no yisayid for the mizbech hapnimi. It doesn't exist. The mizbech does not have a yisayid. And the third pasuk is telling me tein yisayid the mizbech shal ayla. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that pasuk is coming to teach me that shiach shirayim of ayla is on the yisayid. That the tchilas dam ayilas be yisayid, Rabbi Yishmael said to the man of a kavu chaymer from chatos that shiore chatos are be yisayid, even though they're not ma'akev kol shkein tchilas dam of ayla is be yisayid, or keneged yisayid. And the third pasuk is coming to tell me that the shviach hashiraim of ayla is on the yisayid. That's the opinion of Rashi. Taisus asks on this that the Gemara in Beis Shammai in the fourth parak learns out that shviach hashiraim is a different sukkim. Shdam zavachach yishofich. You don't learn out the din of Shvich HaShirayim from this pasuk. So Teis brings the Pesach of Rabbeinu Chaim. This pasuk is telling me Shvich HaShirayim only by Oila. That the Gemara there is Korban HaSanecholim. But the Korban Oila, that's the pasuk by us, is different. So I would not be able to learn out the din of other Korbanos, that they need Shvich HaShirayim from Oila, because Oila is Kolil. So that's why the whole carbon goes to Gavaya, so also the Shiraim goes to Gavaya. But other carbonists, if they're not Kolil, so then they do not need the Dam to go to Gavaya like the Oila. So I need a new Pasuk for the other carbonists. According to Taisus, how do we know that the Iker Zerika is connected to Yisayid? So Taisus says that by Oila we learn it now from Shvich HaShiraim, that because Shvich HaShiraim of the Oila need to be connected to Yisayid, then Kol Shekein, the Tchilas Dam Oila goes Keneged HaYisayid. And other Karbanis, we learn Zerika from Oila. So the morning at the end of the Perek, B'chor Meister and Pesach, we learn Zerika Me Oila, that other Karbanis need the Iker Matanik to be Keneged HaYisayid. Even though by other Karbanis we know that Shvich HaShirayim is the Yisayid. You know, like this, by Oila it says Shvich HaShirayim to the Yisayid, and from there I make a Kal V'chaymer, that also the Zerika is Keneged HaYisayid. Other karbanos, because it doesn't say the shvich hashirayim beferush that there goes to the yisayid, so therefore I'm not able to learn out that the ikar matanos go to the yisayid. That's the mahalach of Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin, which is mahalach which is difficult in pshat. Mind of kamin whether it's beferush or not beferush that shvich hashirayim goes to the yisayid. So all karbanos need the matana, the shirayim on the yisayid. So why? What's the mile in oila that because it says it beferush the shvich hashirayim is on the yisayid? And I'm able to learn out that also the Iker Matan, the Iker Zerika is on the Yisayid. Very, very, not clear in Pshat and Taisus. So Rabbi Malin, in the Simen Chof, Pelik Bey Simen Chof, he wants to explain this Taisus, the Malach of Rabbi Nuchayim Koyin, Piyach HaKira in the Din of Shvich HaShirayim, which I'm going to talk about, we'll see more in the coming Dapim about this HaKira. Claire, whether the Din of Shvich HaShirayim on the Yisayid, The whole din of Shvich HaShirayim is a din in the korban. The korban is another matana of Shvich HaShirayim. It's not ma'akev, but the mitzvah, the korban is another matana. Is that the din of Shvich HaShirayim? Or the din of Shvich HaShirayim is the din of the dam. That you have dam. And what do you do with this dam? You have dam left over from your tzrikas. What do you do with it? You don't throw it in the garbage. Rather put it on the yisayid. But it's bigger, not a din of the kiyum in the korban. All it is a din of the dam. And the main afkamina is, do you have to leave over dam for Shvich HaShirayim? If it's another matan of the karbon, then luchar, you have to leave it over. You have to make sure to mekayim this matan of the karbon. But if the whole din is is din in the dam, so then it's only if there's dam. When the dam is left over, so what do you do with the dam? You do a shvich shiraim. But you don't have to make dam for this mitzvah. Rabbanu Rebbe wants to say that what Taisa means, whether it says shvich shiraim in the carbon itself, the favorish or not, is it depends on the nafkamina of what the gedder of the shvich shiraim is. By oil where it says shvich shiraim the favorish, so then the shvich shiraim is din of the carbon. The Torah is mechayiv me to make another matan of shvich shiraim. By shenka by other carbonus where it's not befeirush, it's just learned out of a riboy. So the gedder of the din is different. The gedder of the din is that when there's dam, you make a shvich shiraim from the dam. But there's no din to make sure that you have shiraim. So there's no din in the gufa carbon that it needs it. So then we very geshmak what Taisa says, that I'm not able to learn out the din of the ikar matana that is keneged the yisayir from the din that shvich shiraim is on the yisayir. By oila needs another matana in the carbon called shvich shiraim, and it's not ma'akif. And that matana is keneged the yisayir. So if by oila, if by shiraim, which is not ma'akev, it needs keneged ayisoid, that means the korban needs a matana keneged ayisoid, even in a case where it's not ma'akev, the shiraim. But the korban requires matana keneged ayisoid, so kol shekin, the gufa korban requires keneged ayisoid. Because also the din that shiraim needs on the ayisoid is a din in the korban. The korban needs that matana. So the korban needs a matana on the ayisoid, even a type of matana which is not ma'akev, then for sure the ikar matanas of the korban need keneged ayisoid. All of this is by oila. Mashenka by other karbanos, where the din of shirayim is not a din in the karban, all it is a din in the dam. So Torah says, when you have dam, don't throw it away, rather put it on the aside. But I don't think the karban requires the aside. Maybe it's only the dam requires that needs a kiyum, so I do that on the aside. But I don't see that b'chlal there's a din in karban that's a need aside. Therefore, I'm not able to learn out that the rest of the karbanos need Ikar Matana from the Kavachayim from their Shiraim. And therefore, I need a new Yalfusa to tell me that Ikar Matana is Keneged the Yisayt. Oh, that's the Malach that he says in Taisus. There's more Pratin here in this Indian of the Yisayt and Keneged the Yisayt. It's also negated to the Daf, tomorrow's Daf. So we'll see you tomorrow. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.